Now listen what Jesus said. I'm going to take a little detour and come back to this. And should I do this or this way? I can leave this alone. I can. And keep on going the way you want me to. But let me give you something Jesus said. See, this is in connection. It's going to help you. Okay. All right. This is going to help you. Give me Matthew Gospel chapter 5, verse 14. Matthew Gospel chapter 5, verse 14. Matthew Gospel chapter 5, verse 14. And I do want to take time to make sure that we explain this, that we teach this in the light of what God is saying. See, this was before Jesus went to the cross. And he said these things, because this is what he came to do, to raise up a people that will bring light into this dark world. Amen. He said in Matthew Gospel chapter 5, verse 14, "You are the light of the world." Who are you? He said, "You are the light of the world, a city that sits on a hill that cannot be hid." See, he was speaking of what they would come to be. He called those things which be not as though they were. At that time, they wasn't born again, but he called them born again. And sure enough, look at us. Here we sit here tonight. Lights. Lights in the world, because Jesus said it. And he said, "What, you're the light of the world, a city that sits where? On a hill that cannot be hid." See, this is why you want to know who you are in this dark world, and everything that's going on in this dark world. This world is crying for light. This world is crying for somebody to know the truth. People are crying. Some of them don't know what they're crying for. Their hearts are crying out, "I need to know some right. I need to know some truth. I need to be delivered." They don't know how to get out. A person has to be real bad deceived to say, "I'm starting a Satan church." They don't know what they're doing. I said earlier, just a few minutes ago, if we turn these lights out in this building right now, shut everything down. I mean, it's so dark, you wouldn't know what's in here. That's what they're doing. They're operating in darkness. Why they're doing this stuff? They don't know what they're doing. If they had some light, they'd run away from it so fast, they wouldn't even be caught near it. But they think they're saying something, but they don't know. They need, and turn our light on and put it on a bushel. We can't turn our light on and stick it over in a closet and close it up. And that's what we've been doing, church. We come in the walls and we shadow, run around the wall a little bit. And when we get ready to go home, we turn our lights off and go home. We shine real bright. Too much of that happened. You need to shine out there in those streets.
Amen.
On your work site, on the job site, while you travel up and down the road. Every opportunity. You get to shine, you just shine. Man came by my house today, he wanted to do some stuff I told him back in the summer he could do. So he showed up, and I went on, and I was nice to go ahead and let him do what he came to do. And I noticed he was just hobbling along on that cane. I said, "You mind if I pray for you? I'm going to shine on you, brother." I'm going to get some light in that unbelief.
Okay.
In that situation. Amen. Amen. So he said, "You're the light of the world. A city that sits on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men do what? Lights a candle and put it on the bushel. But on what? Why they light the candle? To put it on a candlestick. Why you put it on a candlestick? So you can see. And it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men. I'm going to say it again. Let your light so shine. This is what Jesus said. Let your light so shine. Where? Before men. Don't put it under the bushel. Don't be bashful. Don't be ashamed that you are a believer. Don't be ashamed that you speak with tongue. Don't be ashamed that you raise your hand. Don't be ashamed that you blab it and grab it. You name it and claim it. Hang it and frame it. Don't be... Let them naysayers say what they want to while you enjoy life. And when it get dark enough, here they come. They won't learn how to name it and claim it now. Amen. And we graciously share with them. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify the Father which is in heaven. Think not that I am come to destroy the law. That's what the Jews thought. He didn't come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. What you're reading about is a manifestation of it right now. Here's the answer has showed up. I came to fulfill it because like it is, it's not working. The stop sign won't stop you. You better have some brakes on your car working. Just go, you see a stop sign, you think it's going to stop your car? Try it. That's what we're wrong with us. The law was just telling us, you're wrong, you ain't doing right. And we couldn't stop doing wrong. We had to get our brake fixed. Had to get our life fixed. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God.